各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
星期三我们有从这个禁止他怎么样从绝望当中生发的盼望。
This last Wednesday, we have shared about testimony from being hopeless to hopeful.
谈到了我家人信主的经过。
And I've spoken about how my families came into the name of the Lord.
提到我姨妈，因为在50年前呢，患了末期的肺结核。
And also, I have spoken about one of my aunt who suffered from tuberculosis about 20 years ago.
从医院呢，就退院回家。
And after she was discharged from hospital,
在客厅打地铺。准备过世。
And she slept in the floor of the living room and prepared herself for the coming of her death.
主耶稣的怜悯啊，在这个病痛的绝望当中。
And it was because of the mercy of the Lord and in the midst of her serious illness.
来信主了。
And she came to believe in the Lord.
结果并得到了医治。
And eventually her illness was healed.
他深深感受到他活着是主耶稣让他活的。
And she deeply felt that the fact that when she was able to live is because of the grace of God.
所以他也很珍惜生命。
And she treasured life.
不住的为主耶稣做见证。
Continuously she bore witness for the Lord.
也不断的带领我们一家人。
And also relentlessly led my family into the Lord.
但是怎么讲，家人就是不信。
But no matter how she tried to preach it to us, my family just wouldn't believe.
虽然知道信耶稣有平安。
Even though we believe that there's peace, believe in the Lord.
但是家父认为我们家人都很健康、很平安，不用耶稣给我们平安。
But my father thought that everyone in the family is healthy.We don't need any more peace from the Lord.
姨妈说信耶稣才有福气。
But my aunt stressed that it is only blessed when you believe in the Lord.
生死有命，富贵在天呐。耶稣就是赏赐我们生死祸福的这位神。
And there is always time for life and death and also blessings. And everything will be given by the Lord.
但是我爸爸觉得他已经很满足了，很有福气了。
But my father was very complacent about the blessings that he had.
因为有七个儿子，两个女儿。
Because he had seven sons and two daughters.
有很多楼房，很多田产。
And many mansions and lands that he had.
生意又做得很好。
And he was doing very well in his business.
不觉得需要耶稣给我们什么福气。
It was not necessary for him to ask for any blessings from the Lord.
讲到信耶稣将来到天国。
And when we speak about going to heaven, when we believe in the Lord in the future,
家父就更不信了。
And then my father just insisted not to believe that.
所以问我姨妈说，你去过没有？
And then he questioned my aunt, have you ever been there?
亲眼看见的神的恩典都没有办法接受。当然更没有办法去相信那将来的看不见的所要得到的福气。
You can't even hold on to the visible belief. How can you hold on to the belief that is invisible?
但是七年之后。
But 7 years after.
我爸爸生意失败了。
And then my father failed in his business.
所有的楼房田产都卖了。
And all of his real estates were sold.
那个时候做南北货就是杂货的那个公司也顶给我的这个堂叔他们做。
And then he used to have a trading company with goods from north to south, and the company was given to his relatives.
就剩下一间小杂货店。
And he only have one small grocery store.
这个时候家父也心灰意冷了。
That time my father was very discouraged.
在事业的绝望当中。
And when he was so hopeless in his business.
他想我这一辈子再怎么拼命怎么赚 也没有办法把失去的这些财产再赚回来。
And he was thinking to himself that he would never have another opportunity to make back all that he had before.
所以他生活变得非常消极。
Therefore, he was very extreme in his everyday life.
那有一天下午。
And there was one afternoon.
我在看店的时候。
And when I was manning the store.
就有一个卖旧本子的拿了一本中型圣经啊。到我店里来。
There was somebody who held an old Bible and came to our grocery store.
当时如果按旧本子卖，一斤五毛钱。
And according to the price of any of the old newsprints at that time, it will be about 50 cents per pound, roughly.
但是他跟我说：“哎，年轻人，这本圣经卖给你一块钱就好。”
And then this person told me that, "Well, I will sell you this Bible for just $1."
我从来没有看过圣经。
And I never read Bible before.
又想只有一块钱就把它买下了。
And I thought to myself, "Well, it's only for $1. Just buy it."
我那人啊，从里面啊听到我买圣经就跑出来了。
And my wife heard that I'm going to buy that Bible, and she came out.
就把那本圣经拿出去还给他。
And then she took the Bible and gave it back to the person.
说我们不信耶稣，我们不买圣经。
And she said that we don't believe in Jesus Christ, so we don't need the Bible.
我想你这个女人怎么这样子？我买了就好，你总把我拿出去呢，我又把它拿回来。
And I was kind of complaining to my wife that since I made the decision, why did you return the Bible?
因为她对信耶稣的人啊，没有好感。
Because she didn't have any good impression about Christians.
因为看到一些信耶稣的人表现不好，所以她连信耶稣的都排斥了。
And she saw many Christians who didn't do good things in their everyday life. So she just didn't want to know them.
但是我个性比较倔强。
But I'm much a stubborn person.
你不买我就偏偏要买。
And if you don't want to have the Bible, then I will insist to buy the Bible.
所以我又出去又把它拿回来。
Then I quickly ran outside and grabbed the Bible again.
他想我既然坚决要买，他就算了。
And then my wife thought that if I insist, then you know she will not insist anymore.
买了圣经就从创世纪打开，读了几页就没有读了。
And after I bought the Bible, I read from the book of Genesis, and after I read a few chapters, then I stopped reading.
因为看不懂里面到底在讲什么，觉得这个圣经是无稽之谈。
Because I couldn't understand what it was writing about in the Bible, and I think that these things written in the Bible is just absurd.
就摆在那边不看。
Then I just leave it there and didn't read.
那天下午，家父啊从外面回来。
And that very afternoon, my father came back.
就看到桌子上有一本圣经。
And he saw this Bible on the table.
他说：“怎么有这本圣经？”
And he questioned, "Where did this Bible come from?"
我就把刚才买圣经的情况告诉他。
And then I told him about how I bought this Bible just now.
他说：“哎，怎么这么奇怪？”
And then he was very surprised.
昨天晚上我做了一个梦。
Last night I had this one dream.
梦见有一个穿白衣的人拿一本书给我。
I dreamt that there was a person in white robe that gave me a Bible.
我一看圣经。
And then when I look at the book, it was the Bible.
就拿还给他说，我不信耶稣，我不要圣经。
And then I told that person in white robe that I don't believe in Bible, so I just gave it back to him.
结果那个穿白衣的又拿给他。
And then this person in white robe gave me the Bible again.
他准备要还给他的时候就醒过来了。
And when I was about to return the Bible to him, then I woke up.
怎么你们今天买这本圣经跟我做梦的差不多一样呢？
And how come the story that you told me was almost similar to my dream.
当然，当时也不晓得到底什么意思。
Of course, we didn't understand what it meant, that time.
那第二天呢，是安息圣日。
And the very next day was a Sabbath day.
我姨妈又到我家乡福尾来守安息日。
And then my aunt has also come to the neighborhood, the church in our neighborhood, for observation.
因为我家就住在那个店就在车站的对面。
And my house is just situated right across the train station.
所以啊，七年之久，每一次要到教会，一下车就先到我家里来，邀请家人去聚会。
Therefore, for 7 years, whenever she goes to church, she'll stop by our house first before she goes to church.
从来没有人跟她去。
But never once, anybody followed her ever.
但每一次安息日聚会完，她就要坐搭车回家，就先到我家里了。
So every time when she finished the service at the church, she will come to our house first before she head back.
就把今天传道讲的道理啊，就重复一次的告诉家人。
And she repeated every sermon that she had heard in the church to us.
但是她讲她的家人啊，也通通不在意，没有在听。
But it didn't matter what she was speaking about. Nobody was listening to her anyway.
所以那天安息日她又来了。
And then that very Sabbath day, she came again.
有邀请我家父啊。到教会去。
And she asked my father to join the service.
他说：“姐夫啊，跟我到教会去了。你说慢一点，慢一点，以后再讲。要慢到什么时候？”
And she said that, brother-in-law, why don't you come to the church with me? And if you always say next time or next time, how long you're going to wait?
哎，我爸爸就看到桌上的圣经，说：“哎，既然有了圣经，那去听听道理也好，也许啊。”心情会比较开朗一点。
And my father was thinking to himself that since there is a Bible at home, why don't we just go to the church and just check it out? Maybe I'll feel better after all.
就这样子，第一次到教会去了。
And that's how he went to church for the very first time.
但是感谢主耶稣的爱。
And we have to thank the love of God.
教会弟兄姐妹很有爱心。
And indeed, our church members are full of love.
看到我爸爸到教会去啊，哇，大家很高兴。
And everyone, when they saw my father, they were so pleased.
啊，就有一位执事啊，啊，聚会完就陪我爸爸回家。
And then there was a deacon, who accompanied my father, returning home after service. 哎，
就继续跟我爸爸谈道。
And then he continued, to talk to my father about the doctrine.
啊，我们家乡是每天晚上有聚会。
And in my hometown, we had evening service every night.
所以每天晚上要去聚会，就邀请家父啊到教会去。
Therefore, every evening, they will invite my father to join the service.
就这样子慕道了一年之久。
And that's how my father has gone to church for more than a year.
爸爸也得到了宝贵的圣灵。
And then my father eventually has received the most precious Holy Spirit.
道理也明白了。
And he understood the doctrine.
后来就带领家人受洗了。
And then he led the family into Jesus Christ.
那是1960年的时候。
That was in the time of 1960.
哎，当时是家父家母还有我祖母。
At that time, it was my father, my mother, and also my grandmother.
还有我内人。
And also my wife.
还有我大儿子。
And also my eldest son.
还有我一个小妹。
And also my little sister.
这是家人第一批受洗信主。
These are the very first group of people that baptized in my family.
哎，当时家父开始到教会去的时候
，And when my father began to go to church，
哎，我太太每一次啊到教会回来就躲在棉被里哭了。
And each time when my wife returned home， she will weep in her bed.
她感到很委屈，嫁到不好的丈夫已经够可怜了，现在还要跟人家信耶稣。
And she felt very discriminated in a certain way that she felt that since the family was kind of in a downturn financially, and why my husband and my family still going to the church believing in Christ.
所以每次看到她躲在棉被哭的时候，我就会骂她。
And each time when I saw her in, crying in the bed, I would just scold her.
哭什么哭?
And I reprimand her that, why are you crying?
这个家就被你哭衰了。
I think that our family is suffering because you're crying too much.
哎，当然，她很受委屈。
And of course, she felt very discriminated.
但是做人媳妇啊，啊，公公婆婆要她去，她又不能不去。
But as a daughter-in-law, if your parents-in-law invite you to go to church, there's no way you can reject.
因为当时啊，结婚的早。
I married quite early.
哎，可能从小啊啊就比较好动调皮啊。
是你啊？
我。
And since I was young, I was very mischievous.
啊。所以啊，在学校里面就常常啊啊打架闹事啊。
Therefore, in school, I always caught up in fights.
啊，后来读高中了，甚至啊啊常常打群架啊。
And even when I was in high school, I always have fight in groups.
哎，所以家人啊一直没有办法管教我。
And my parents just couldn't teach me in any way.
所以啊，我就。比较早婚
Therefore, I married quite early.
家人可能想，哎呀，这个好像牛犊啊，已经开始啊长触角啊，这个不把它啊拴起来哈啊，就不能安定下来。
And my parents sees me as a little calf that's growing horns. Therefore, they must find a way to kind of bind me.
啊。想结了婚，可能我就会啊安定下来。
They were thinking that if I bound by marriage, probably I'll feel more settled down.
但是可能因为啊太年轻结婚了。
But it's because I married when I was too young.
根本就没有婚姻观念，没有家庭观念。
I have no sense of family. I have no sense of marriage at all.
结婚不过是好像小孩子在办家家酒好玩而已。
I think that it's just a like a game having married.
所以结了婚还是照常的打架闹事醉酒这样。
And after I got married, I still continue fighting and also drinking.
哦，所以他就很苦了。
And then my wife suffered.
啊，后来我当兵去了。
And then I went to the military for service.
回来的时候，当兵回来的时候。
When I was discharged from the military service.
啊，从金门退伍回来，什么都没有带，只有带金门高粱酒。
And when I was discharged from the army, I brought nothing home, but some alcohol.
啊。行李一放，带着酒就出去了，找那些难兄难弟。
And after I got home, I just quickly leave my baggage behind and quickly go look for my buddies.
喝了几天再回来。
And I was drinking for several days before I returned home again.
就常常因为我喝醉酒就跟他吵架。
And I always caught up in fight with my wife after I get drunk.
结果一吵架我就走了，今天不回家了。
And if we caught up in fight, I'll just leave home and not return.
真的我们俗语说攀经累过攀安累末丈夫不好太太就受连累了。
There's an old saying going this way that when the husband doesn't behave, the wife will just suffer.
所以啊， 有一次去访问的时候，大家谈谈啊，就谈到说，哎，莫那欠卡，昂都翘卡，啊，昂那能价，莫都掉价。
There's a Taiwanese saying, it means that when when there's a wife who's very capable, excuse me, is very capable at home, the husband will just kick back and relax. And if the wife is not capable, then the husband will work to death.
所以丈夫不好，太太真的就要受累受苦了。
Therefore, when the husband is not behaving, the wife will have to suffer.
有一次啊，他就想不开了。
And there was once my wife just couldn't get off her thought.
甚至啊，邻居啊都劝她。
And even my neighbors were kind of consolating her.
说你丈夫当兵回来啊，坏习惯都改不掉了，你还留下来干什么？
They were telling my wife that your husband has came back from the military and he didn't change at all. Why would you want to just keep on staying beside him?
当兵回来，既然改不掉，这辈子啊没有用了。
And I think that if he couldn't change even after military service, I think he's just hopeless.
你还不趁着你现在还年轻，赶快走。
And don't you think that you should just leave now while you are still young?
你就是闭着眼睛到菜市场随便抓一个，都比你丈夫好，你还留恋什么？
And I think that if you were to remarry blindly, I think that person will probably be better than your husband anyway.
但是她离不开孩子。
But she couldn't leave my children behind.
感谢主，好在有孩子啊，不然啊早就跑掉了。
And I have to thank God that we had children, otherwise my wife could have fled long ago.
但是为了孩子忍受下来。
And she tolerated for the sake of children.
后来还是忍无可忍。
But eventually she still couldn't hold on anymore.
既然放不下孩子。
And since she cannot let go of my children.
活着又这么苦。
And then she have to suffer in many ways.
不如死了算了。
Might as well just die.
认为一死就一了百了。
And she thought to herself, probably it's easier if her died, and it would just solve the problem.
那天晚上啊，她就不想活了。
And that very evening, she just wanted to die.
但是主耶稣的怜悯。
It was because of the mercy of the Lord.
他想，没有信主的人要死了，也要跟祖宗辞别啊。
And she was thinking to herself, even if I don't believe in the Lord, just before I die, I have to say a bit farewell to my ancestors.
那我已经去了教会。
But I went to the church.
那我要走了，也要跟耶稣先说声再见嘛。
But I think that before I go, I'll just bid farewell to Jesus.
他就跪下来祷告。
And then she knelt down and prayed.
想不到那一次祷告的时候。
And it was out of our surprise.
回想往事啊，越想越伤心。
And when she was thinking all of her those incidences happened in the past, she felt very sad.
祷告就更加迫切。
And then she was very earnest in her prayer.
就在那一次祷告的时候，圣灵充满了她。
It was at that very prayer that she received the Holy Spirit.
就如罗马书第五章第五节所记载的。
It's just like what is written in the Bible, Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit has bestowed the love of God in our hearts.
她因为得到了圣灵。
Because she has received the Holy Spirit.
那个时候她才深深感受到有神。
Then she deeply felt the existence of God.
神与我同在。
And God is actually present with me.
神真是慈悲怜悯的神。
God is indeed a merciful and loving God.
神知道我内心的痛苦。
God knew the pain that I have in my heart.
神垂听了我的祷告。
And God listened to my prayer.
所以那个时候她被圣灵充满。
And at that time, she was filled with Holy Spirit.
心中充满了喜乐和平安。
And she was filled with the peace and also joy in her.
祷告了很久很久。
And she prayed for the longest time.
祷告完不想死了。
And after her prayer, she didn't want to die anymore.
因为被圣灵充满，对主耶稣也生发了信心。
Because when she was filled with Holy Spirit, she had hope towards Jesus.
既然我相信的主是又真又活的神。
And since I believe in Lord who's true and living.
是听人祷告的神。
He's a God who listens to prayers of man.
他想要让这个浪子的丈夫啊能够回头。
And she was thinking to herself that let this prodigal son who's my husband return to the Lord.
只有求主耶稣怜悯。
The only way is to ask for the forbearance of the Lord.
所以她不断地为我祷告。
Therefore she prayed for me continuously.
感谢主，我退伍回来之后。
And thank God after I was discharged from the military.
就刚好碰到我的家乡，这个湖尾教会啊，在举开灵恩布道会。
It was when the time the church in my neighborhood was holding a spiritual convocation.
我就被勉强到教会去，被勉强。
And then I was kind of forced to church.
因为太太跟我说，我们教会在举开灵恩布道会。
My wife told me that our church is holding the spiritual convocation.
希望你能够跟我到教会去。
And I hope that you can go to the church with me.
因为我们传道说布道会的时候，每个信徒最少要带一个慕道者来慕道。
Because our pastor said that in this evangelical service, each member should be able to bring a person to a church.
自从跟你结婚之后，我大门都没有出过一步。
And since our marriage, I've never gone out of this house.
我哪里去找慕道朋友？
And where can I find any friends to go to church?
你没有信耶稣，你还不信耶稣，你就当我的慕道朋友。
And since you haven't believed in the Lord, then you qualify as my friend.
我想，哇，你信耶稣信得这么可怜。
And I was thinking,that why are you so pathetic even if you are a Christian now?
当然也因为他跟家人一直不断地在为我祷告。
And of course, my family also heard, were praying for me continuously.
主也垂听了他们的祷告。
And the Lord has listened to their prayers.
所以这个时候主耶稣也开启了我的心窍。
It was at that moment Jesus opened my heart.
我就想给他捧捧场嘛，让他对传道有个交代，
well,
就跟他到教会去了。
And I just want to be of good sport, so I just went to the church with her.
到教会之后我一个多钟头，很不耐烦的等。
And when I was in the church for a little more than an hour, I just felt impatient.
手表看了十几次，怎么时间过得这么慢？
And I was looking at my watch continuously. I was finding time passing too slow.
所以机会一结束，我就跑掉了。
And after the service, I quickly fled.
又去喝酒，喝到半夜才回来。
And I went for drinking until midnight.
第二天又要我去教会。
And the next morning, my wife asked me to go to church again.
我说昨天才去，还要再去哦。
And I was asking her, well, I have been there yesterday. I have to go one more time.
她说我们布道会就这几天嘛。
And she said, well, the evangelical service is only going to last for a few days.
你如果不信，那就算了。
If you don't believe, then I'll just, you know, let go the idea.
那这几天呢？你一定要跟我去。
But these very few days, I insist that you have to go with me.
所以第二天又到教会去了。
And the second day, I went to the church with her.
但是她告诉我，那你到教会也要去祷告啊。
And she told me again that even if you are at the church, you have to pray.
啊，我说祷告做什么？
And I questioned her, why should I pray?
祷告求圣灵啊。
Of course, you are praying for Holy Spirit.
我说那早就会了，求什么圣灵？
And I told her that, well, I know how to pray.
你又没有去过教会，你怎么会呢？
You have never been to a church, how do you know?
因为教会门口有一个小店铺啊。常常啊，几个年轻人就在那边玩啊，有时候碰到啊，聚会的时候祷告，我们就爬到墙上啊，去看热闹，到底在干什么？
And then there was a little store by the church that always gathered quite many young people hanging around there. So we during prayers, I would just go up to the wall of the church and just look over what those young people were doing.
有时候还学着人家乱喊乱叫。
And sometimes I even imitated those people and screaming and shouting.
所以他说要求圣灵，我说早就会了。
Therefore, that's why I say that I know how to pray for Holy Spirit.
哇，他听我这么一说啊，心里好紧张。
And when she heard what I have said, she was very nervous.
就说主啊，求你赦免他。
She said, "Oh Lord, please forgive him."
我想，有这么严重吗？
And then I was thinking to myself, is it that serious?
他说圣灵是真的，不是假的。
And she said that Holy Spirit is true.
那个时候家母也还没有受圣灵。
At that time, my mother has not received the Holy Spirit yet.
当时我姨丈也没有受圣灵。
And also my uncle has now received the Holy Spirit as well.
他说不是每个人都有求才会得到。
And she said that it's not, not everyone has Holy Spirit, but it's only those people who ask for it will have it.
我想是主耶稣啊，听他们祷告，打开了我的心门。
I think it has to be the prayer of theirs. Therefore, the Lord opens my heart.
当时我就这么想。
And then at that time, I thought to myself,
受圣灵也许是真的。
Perhaps receiving Holy Spirit is true.
如果是假的，哪有这么多人那么傻，天天到教会去装假？
But if this Holy Spirit is not true, I don't believe that a group of people just come together every day and pray for fun.
如果是假的，也许一次两次觉得好玩。
And if it's not true, probably the first or the second time is going to be interesting.
那一年到头天天这样装假，那不是自己欺骗自己吗？
But if they were to pretend themselves for all year round, then they are cheating themselves.
我看这些人脑筋也没有秀多。
And I think that these people are just normal.
也许是真的。
And I thought to myself, perhaps it's true.
我说好了，走了。
And then I said, well, let's go.
怎么祷告？
How do I pray?
那人就告诉我，你要练哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，你这样求，你也会得到圣灵。
And my wife told me that you have to pray, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and if you pray this way, you will have Holy Spirit.
结果第二天到教会，聚会完，我跪在座位祷告，并没有得到圣灵。
And then the next day when I go to the church, when we have the last prayer, I was sitting down and pray, and I didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
所以第三天要我去，我就不去了。
And the third day, I refused to go anymore.
我说你骗人！你说连哈利路亚赞美主耶稣就会得到圣灵，我怎么连动都不会动？
And I said that you lied to me. I thought you said that if I say Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I will receive the Holy Spirit, but just nothing happened.
他说圣灵是神圣的灵，怎么你随便念两句就给你圣灵了？
And she said that Holy Spirit is holy, therefore you're not going to receive just by saying a word too.
主耶稣告诉我们，求圣灵是要情辞迫切的直求。
The Lord told us that we have to earnestly pray and ask for Holy Spirit.
那你求必定能够得到。
Then you shall receive it.
我说好，坐。
And I said that, well, Let's go again.
第三天到教会去。
And that was the third day that I went to church.
啊，很不耐烦的等到结束。
And I was so impatient throughout the entire service.
哦，传道勉励求圣灵了。
And the preacher said again to pray for Holy Spirit.
请大家要求圣灵到前面去。
And he was asking for those who want to pray for Holy Spirit come to the front.
就很多人站起来往前面走。
Many people stood up and walked to the front.
我心想，这个时候不走，什么时候走？
And I thought to myself, if I don't walk to the front now, when should I go?
所以趁着大家站起来往前走的时候，我就往后走。
And while everybody was heading to the front, then I was walking backwards.
哦，我想趁这个时候赶快溜啊。
And I was thinking that if I could flee just right now.
想不到我转过身的时候，我太太就站在我前面。
And I was surprised that when I was trying to do that, my wife was right behind me.
可能是她故意啊啊，大声说给大家听，说感谢主，你也要去求圣灵哦。
And then my wife just say very loud that, "Oh, thank God, you are going to the front to pray."
我心里啊就骂她。
And then in my heart, I was so angry at her.
你活见鬼，谁要求圣灵？
I was saying to myself, you got to be kidding, I'm praying for Holy Spirit.
但是他们这样一讲，大家通通转过来看我。
And then when she said that loudly, everybody was looking at me.
这个时候我觉得要走也不对，要到前面去也不愿意。
And I felt so embarrassed that if I should go to the front or just, you know, retreat.
就这样被他强迫到前面来祷告。
And that's how I was forced to the front and pray.
所以我跪在前面啊，就很不自在。
And when I was kneeling in the front, I felt very uneasy.
就睁开眼睛看东看西的，到底在干什么？
And I opened up my eyes and looked my left and my right to check out what happened.
啊，跪在我旁边有一个年轻人。
And there was a youth who was kneeling beside me.
我看他那表情非常虔诚。
And I saw him that he was very earnest.
闭着眼睛啊，很大声的祷告，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
And he was, he had his eyes shut, and he was holding his palms together and praying very earnestly and also loudly.
但是我很不以为然。
But I just don't think that matters.
祷告就祷告，乱喊乱叫干什么？
And I was, saying to myself, if you want to pray, you pray, but you don't have to pray and shout.
耶稣如果是神，你不要讲，他也要知道，不然怎么当神？
And I think that Jesus is God, and even if you don't say it, Jesus will know, otherwise he's not God anyway.
耶稣如果不是神，你喉咙喊破也没有用。
And if Jesus is not God, then it doesn't matter if you break your voice, you will not get it anyway.
当我这样想的时候
That's what I was thinking at that time.
想不到他竟然身体开始震动。
And I saw him, actually, his body was vibrating.
本来念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，竟然舌头卷动在讲灵言了。
And then I vividly saw him, heard him saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and gradually he was speaking in tongue.
我就心想，真的有圣灵呢。
And I was saying to myself, wow, there's truly Holy Spirit.
他刚才没有啊。
I thought he didn't have Holy Spirit just now.
那现在得到圣灵咯。
But now he have it.
我比较倔强的个性哦，一辈子这次才用对了。
And I think that my stubbornness has been with me all life, and this is only one time that I'm right.
我就不认输，我想你既然求得到，难道我就求不到吗？
And I was saying to myself, if this guy can receive Holy Spirit, I don't think that I'm not able to receive it.
好了，既然来了，你求得到，我一定也可以求得到。
I think that if you are able to receive Holy Spirit here, I think I can as well.
我就用心祷告。
Then I pray very earnestly.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
I pray, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那个时候去协志林布道会这杨约翰长老，那个时候是执事。
At that time, it was Elder John Yang, who was back then Deacon John Yang, who was hosting the spiritual convocation.
他看到这个年轻人很用心祷告。
And he saw that this youth was praying very earnestly.
就过来帮我按手。
And then he came over to lay his hand on me.
想不到主耶稣那边一按手，我就被圣灵充满。
And it was indeed the grace of God that right in the moment when he put his hand on my head, the Holy Spirit came to me. When he was laying his hand on my head, I felt the stream of power that came from above to me.
心中好像啊, 这个泉水在涌上来一样。
And I feel just like a stream of spring that is rolling in my heart.
从来没有过的体验。
I never had such experience in my past.
哇, 心里很高兴。
And I was very, very joyful.
我这更迫切祷告。
And then I pray even more earnestly.
那股力量就往上升。
And then that very a stream of power that actually ascended.
不但身体震动就开始讲灵语。
Not only my body moved, I began to speak in tongue.
捐完啊, 传道就宣布了, 某某人受圣灵了。
After the service, then the minister declared that this who and who have received Holy Spirit.
这个时候，贾母跟那人啊，一听到我受圣灵，哇，高兴的站起来。
At that point, when my mother and also my wife heard that I've received the Holy Spirit, they all stood up.
我妈妈就喊着说，抓到了，被主耶稣抓到了。
And then my mother was shouting that finally my son has been caught by Jesus.
真的，我因为受了圣灵，真的就被主耶稣抓到了。And
then after I received the Holy Spirit, I'm literally captured by Jesus.
第二天呢，我就自己报名要受洗。And
the second day, I enrolled myself for the baptism.
传道就叫我那人去问了，是不是你教他受洗的？
And then the minister questioned my wife that, is it you who told him to be baptized?
她说没有啊, 是她自己报名的。
And she said that, well, I didn't tell him to, but he volunteered himself too.
她还跟传道说, 传道你不要给他洗礼哦。
And then my wife was still telling this minister that, please don't baptize him.
这坏孩子哎。
He's a bad person.
如果受了洗啊, 这个坏习惯没有戒掉，就不能荣耀神。
And if after baptism he's not going to give up his bad habits, I don't think it will glorify the name of the Lord.
传道就叫我去问话了。And
then the minister asked me to go over and question me.
他就劝我说，张先生，你才来几天哦，我看呐，你下次再受洗好了，道理多听一些哦。
And the minister said to me, well, Mr. Chang, you have been in church for only a short while, in fact, a few days. I think that it's advisable that you were to come to church more often and probably baptize next time.
我说，哎，你们教会很奇怪呢哦。
And I was asking this minister, I think that your church is very funny.
昨天晚上传道不是说我们啊，要信耶稣要把握时间，人生无常啊。
Didn't the pastor said yesterday evening that we have to hold on the opportunity to believe in the Lord because life is so so short and sometimes hard to manage.
既然相信耶稣，就要赶快把握时机会，赶快受洗，死罪得赦。
If you believe in the Lord, you have to quickly hold on to the opportunity to be baptized.
虽然来了几天，什么都没有听到，就听。 单听到这一句，记得这一句而已。
And even though I've been to the church for that few days, and I've never heard anything at all.
所以啊，传道就被我这句话吓住了，唬住了。
And that was the only statement that I've heard. And when I said this to the minister, he was very shocked.
因为我跟他说，我如果留不到下一次，我死了，你要怎么为我负责？ 哇，传道吓坏了。
I questioned him that, are you going to be responsible if I were to die between now and the next baptism?
哇，就召集执会。
And then he gathered the church board.
他们开会的结果就 哎呀，他们全家通通信主了，他也受圣灵了，他又自己报名要受洗了。
And the final decision of the board meeting that since the family, part of the family has come into the name of the Lord, and since he enrolled himself to be baptized.
啊，他又这么说。
And then he even said, said this.
人的生命真的无常哎，如果留不到下一次才受洗啊，我们怎么办？
And life can be so unpredictable that you are not sure if you are going to make it till next time.
就让他受洗吧。
And I think we'll just allow him to be baptized.
我们大家多关心他。
Let's all show more concern for him.
多为他祷告，求主耶稣啊，怜悯啊。
Pray more for him so that the Lord will preserve him.
我就这样子勉强被接受洗礼。
And that's how I was accepted for the baptism.
啊。感谢主了。
Thanks God.
当然啦，受洗之后就把这个爱喝酒的坏习惯啊，就受洗之后就戒掉了。
And after I believed in the Lord, I've given up the habit of drinking.
哎，以前怎么戒也戒不掉了。
In the past, I just couldn't give up the habit of drinking.
哎，但是主耶稣的怜悯，受洗之后，哎，就不再想喝酒了。
But it's because of the mercy of the Lord that after I believe in Him, I no longer wanted to drink.
当然啦，受洗之后没有五分钟的热度而已。
And of course, after baptism, I think I was only zealous for a few minutes.
就开始后悔了。
And I kind of regret.
我怎么这么傻，这么冲动啊？怎么这么快就受洗呢？
And I was thinking to myself, Why was I so stupid that I baptized this soon?
现在什么事都不可以做了。
Now I cannot do anything that I want.
很后悔。
I was very, very regret.
啊，因为时间的关系，我们下个礼拜三再做见证啊。
Due to time constraint, I think that the coming Wednesday I'll continue my testimony.
我怎么样从归主到献身
？And how did I come to believe in the Lord and to the time when I offer myself for the Lord.
还有我几个弟弟怎么样从怀疑进入信仰。
And also how my few brothers came to believe in the Lord after a whole series of doubts.
我们下个礼拜三再继续做见证。
And this coming Wednesday, I'll continue on with my testimony.
我们读一段圣经。
Let's read a verse from a scripture.
罗马书十五章
Romans chapter 15
十三节
Verse 13
罗马书十五章十三节
Romans chapter 15 verse 13
但愿使人有盼望的神因着信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我姨妈就在病痛的绝望当中，因为信了主，得到了盼望。
My aunt has been chosen by the Lord at the verge of hopelessness.
我爸爸在事业的失败了绝望当中，因为信了主。在重新生发的盼望。
And my father has once again regained his hope during the time when he was so hopeless in his business.
我那人也是在婚姻的这个绝望当中，因为主的怜悯又生发的盼望。
And because of the mercy of the Lord, my wife has come to believe in the Lord at a time when she was so hopeless at her marriage.
我们所相信的神真是使人有盼望的神。
The Lord that we believe in is someone who we can trust.
在我们的信仰生活上
，in our life of faith，
哎，神就将诸般的喜乐和平安充满在我们的心里。
God will fill us and grant us with all kinds of joys and peace
in our
everyday life.
感受去体验，我们所接受的不是一个理论学说。
So they will feel and experience all these.Not merely words.
我们所领受的乃是生命之道。
The doctrine that we receive is a doctrine of truth of life.
因为我们信，在信仰的生活上，神必让我们得到诸般的喜乐和平安。
And because of our belief in our life, we will receive all kinds of peace and joy.
让我们靠着圣灵能力体验到神的慈爱，神的大能。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, may the Lord allow us to experience His immense power.
所以从这个信仰的体验，圣灵的能力的彰显啊，让我们对信耶稣将来必进神的国，让我们呢、啊、大有盼望。
And from the experience of our life and also manifestation of the power of Holy Spirit, we will have the hope in the future.
啊，愿主耶稣啊不断的来施恩带领我们。
May the Lord continue to guide every one of us.